Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 30. Today we're having a second look at Psalm 100, and the title of today's episode is Shout for Joy to the Lord, All the Earth. And that is verse 1 of Psalm 100. So I'm continuing an exploration of this psalm because I'm planning a special service on the 6th of May 2018 for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. Bracknell Leisure Centre, 2:30 in the afternoon. If you'd like to come, I think you might find it to be very spiritually enriching. At least that's my prayer. And the whole service is going to be based on this psalm, Psalm 100. We're going to be using it in what I hope are innovative and spiritually enriching ways. But I want to make sure that I understand the message of the psalm clearly and take it in for myself, into my own heart, into my own spirit, so that when I talk about it and we do the various things we're going to do on that day, it comes from a place of authentic absorption of what it's all about. So that's why last week we looked at a bird's eye view of the psalm and its themes, but this week we're going to begin breaking it down. And over the next several weeks, we'll be looking at it piece by piece, in fact, verse by verse. And today we're looking at verse 1. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Now, the best known hymn on this psalm is called All People That on Earth Do Dwell. I think I mentioned that in last week's episode. But there is another hymn based on this psalm by the famous hymn writer Isaac Watts. The first two verses read thus. Let me read them for us here. They say, Sing to the Lord with joyful voice. Let every land his name adore. The British Isles shall send the noise across the ocean to the shore. There's his missionary heart there, old Isaac Watts, wanting to send the noise. What noise? This joyful noise across the ocean to the shore, shores and lands where the gospel's not yet been heard. Verse 2, nations attend before his throne. It's a summons. Nations attend before his throne. With solemn fear, with sacred joy. Not just fear, but joy. Know that the Lord is God alone. He can create and he destroy. Some of those themes are picked up from other parts of the psalm. But sing to the Lord with joyful voice. I love this rather old language here, but I love the content of what Isaac Watts is trying to get across here. So let's look at the three things from this psalm, from this verse in this psalm. Firstly, he says, the psalmist says, shout for joy. Not just sing, not just speak of, not just rejoice in, but shout for joy. And that word there is ruah in the Hebrew, which means to raise a battle cry, to sound a trumpet blast, to shout in triumph. It's exuberant. We're not talking about a moderate expression of happiness here. We are expressing an almost uncontained and definitely unconstrained exclamation. Shout for joy. Because there is joy, there is a shout. Some of our prayers, at least, should be exuberant. Some of our times of corporate worship, they should be exuberant. They should be like a shout of joy, if not literally shouting, certainly energetic and exuberant. There are times of soberness in our church services. There are times of soberness and contemplation in our own prayer times. But shouldn't there also be some shouts of joy in our prayers, some shouts of joy in our times of corporate worship? It is appropriate. If it was appropriate for the psalmist, it's appropriate for us today, isn't it? Because it's the same God. There's a shout. Is the energy missing in our prayers because the joy is missing? Is it the joy that's missing in our corporate worship? Is sometimes the engagement with the music and the singing and what we're singing about, is it missing because we don't like the song? Or is it more about because we've lost connection with the source of our joy? If we were connected with the source of our joy, would we not shout with joy in our prayers and shout with joy in our times of corporate worship? I think it's worth thinking about. When our joy goes missing, it's time to reconnect with the Lord. And that's where he goes on to say, shout for joy to the Lord, because there's a connection between us and the Lord. And when the Lord is there and we are connected with him, then the joy exists and we'll be shouting about it. So shout for joy. Secondly, to the Lord. It is to the Lord, not to us, not to something else, not about somebody else, but it's to the Lord. Is the Lord our primary source of joy? I think it's legitimate to get joy from many things in life. I'm sitting here, if I wasn't looking at the camera, I'd be looking out my window, and out my window there are flowers, there are daffodils out there, there's beautiful sunshine today, there's blue sky. There's lots of things to take joy in. But the Lord should be our primary source of joy. And I think that's why he says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Is he the one on whom our hopes rest? I have some decent broadband where I live. I'm glad for that. The download speeds are faster than the upload speeds. Now, this sometimes gives me some frustration because I upload quite large files, videos like this from time to time, and it takes me longer to upload them than I'd like. But I'm glad the download speeds are faster because when I'm watching something on my iPad or I'm watching a video, I'm glad that I don't get too much buffering. And I do from time to time, and you and I know that we all hate buffering. But the faster the download speed, the better. And I settle for a slower upload speed because I value the download. And I think it's a bit like that with us. If we're going to connect, if you like, upward with God, it really is important that we allow him to download into us, that when we pray, we're listening, that we're connected with him, that we're taking in from him what we need, that we are connecting with his character and his promises, that he offers us what he has already done for humankind and the old covenant and the new covenant, what he's doing and done in our own lives. When we connect with that, we're connected to the Lord. And then when we pray, then when we ask him for our requests, then we find that it's much more genuine and meaningful because we're connected to the Lord. When we shout for joy, it's to the Lord. That's got to be our primary source of joy. I think it's important that when we pray and when we sing corporately, that we have that understanding that it's about the Lord, less about us. We do well to be more concerned about what we're downloading from God than what we are uploading to him. If I'm downloading enough of the right stuff, then I'll have what I need to upload. The shout of joy here in this psalm is offered to the Lord. There's a big difference between praying to hear my own words of what I need to God, as opposed to praying to the Lord and listening to him. Let's make sure we get that balance the best we possibly can. Firstly, shout for joy. Secondly, to the Lord. And thirdly, all the earth. The psalmist wants all the earth to be involved with this shout for joy to the Lord. Now, what does he mean by all the earth? Is he hoping that all people will shout to the Lord? Or is it an even bigger vision than this, that all of creation will rejoice together to and with the Lord? We get a clue from the previous psalm. Psalm 99, which comes right before Psalm 100, there you go, says in verse 1, the Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. Let the nations tremble. And then in verse 2, great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. So he mentions the nations twice here in Psalm 99. I think that's kind of the context over the page for Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. All the earth in Psalm 99 are trembling or should tremble. And it's emphasized that great is the Lord over. He's exalted over all the nations. So that's his position and that's their position. They tremble, he's exalted. Now we see here in Psalm 100 that the shout for joy to the Lord can be an experience for all the earth. So this is now a glad and grateful shout for joy to the Lord of all the earth, all peoples, all nations. I think it's a progression of the nations. Instead of now trembling, they're now shouting for joy. And that's a great vision. That's a vision that we hold to as Christians, that all peoples of all lands across the whole world will come to rejoice in God because of who he is and what he's done for them. So do we have the same vision in our own prayers, that our joy is not just for us, it's for those around us, it's for our family, our neighbors, our work colleagues, our nation and the nations? Do we have the same vision as the hymn writer, Isaac Watts, that he wanted this noise, this shout of joy to go, what does it say here? Across the ocean to the shore. Across the ocean from your land to another land. And that may be a geographical land, but what about from the land of your heart to the shores of another person's heart? that we wish this joy to be shared by all the people we know. And I think that's where our prayers need to contain prayers for other people, that they will share this joy. Those who perhaps don't yet know God, don't yet know Jesus Christ, that they'll be able to share in our joy. Only if we have that joy will we have the desire to share it. But if we have it, we will shout about it. We will be bold about it. We will be glad to share it with other people. So let's make sure that, first of all, this joy is in our own hearts, that it's real in our relationship with God, that it's regularly part of our prayers, our personal times of devotion with the Lord, that we then shout because of the joy we've been given. Then we can pass it on so that all peoples and all nations can also enjoy it. What a great vision that is. I think the psalmist had it. Why should we not? So today, maybe today's or the next devotional time you have, or this week's devotionals, why not focus it on Psalm 100 and on these ideas of shouting to the Lord, shouting with joy to the Lord, and that all the earth may benefit and join in. Why not make that part of your prayer times and a focus of your prayer times this next week? Pray about it, pray over it, meditate on it, let it sink into the mind and the heart and see what God does with that. So, what do you think about these ideas and this theme and the way I've explained it and its application to our own relationship with God and then beyond that to the people around us? Do you have any questions about it? Post a question. Do you have any thoughts about it? What do you find for yourself personally gets in the way of you shouting for joy to the Lord? Is there anything that gets in the way? What helps you to be exuberant in your praise of God? Tomorrow, I'm going out for a special Sabbath day. I try and take a Sabbath day every now and again to devote the whole day to prayer and Bible study and thinking and asking God to give me clarity about where I'm going and the responsibilities I have in ministry, where that's going. And I need to take some time away every now and again. I'm doing that tomorrow, so you can pray for me if you listen or watch this before that day. But I'm going to go out somewhere where there's not likely to be any other person around. I'm going out early in the morning to West Wickham, and I'm going to a hill there. And I plan there to have some time with God where I can be myself with him. And I pray, perhaps exuberantly, to be able to express my joy and to shout and sing for joy to the Lord. So that's my plan for tomorrow. What about you? What plans do you have? Could you post your ideas wherever you hear or see this recording? Because I'd love to know what your plans and ideas and thoughts are. So would others that watch or listen to these. And we learn best when we learn in community. So please post your thoughts. And secondly, also, please pass the link to this recording on to one other person so that they may also benefit. So, well, until the next time we meet virtually like this on podcasts or on videos, I pray that you have a wonderful week of fulfilling quiet times. Let us shout for joy to the Lord and pray that all the earth may join in. Take care and God bless.